Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the element of ice. In these troubled times of frightening incursions into our civil liberties by ICE governmental agents, I feel called upon to explore another kind of ice, the natural element of ice, lest this beautiful element becomes completely demonized because of the policies of our nation's current leadership. Ice is a unique element because of its paradoxical nature. It is only ice when the environment causes it to be ice. When the environment changes, solid ice turns into its opposite, liquid water. We tend to take ice for granted, seeing nothing especially remarkable in its quixotic character. But ice can be fascinating and even magical. Take the way ice is created. We think of ice as solid and immobile. But ice is formed through movement. As winter envelops the land, the temperature of a lake begins to fall. The water at the surface cools and becomes more dense, making it heavier. And then the cooler water sinks, causing the warmer water underneath to rise, and then cool and sink as well in an accelerating cycle. Wind blowing across the lake quickens the surface heat loss, promoting further cooling by increasing the rate of circulation under the surface. The more rapidly this movement takes place, the sooner the surface water becomes cool enough to congeal into sheet ice. Sheet ice further speeds up the freezing process by creating a protective barrier against the sun's rays. Once sheet ice is formed, the subsurface circulation happens even faster, adding ice on the underside of the surface in downward growing columns. I didn't know about all the movement involved in making ice until I spent a couple of winters living on the shore of a lake. Late at night, the frozen lake would hum, moan, screech, and pound, drumming and singing its ice song through the night. Next morning, I would stand on the shore and try to see the results of all that noise, but there was always nothing, just the white expanse of ice, brushed here and there with snow patterns where the wind had danced. The great commotion of the night before came from the formation of new ice beneath the surface of the lake, making the ice groan as it grew thicker. Ice is a symbol of what is hard, solid, and immovable. If something is said to be frozen, it means it is static, stultified, or dead. To be icy means to be hard-hearted, withdrawn, and incapable of love. While these are apt metaphors, they only refer to surface qualities. They do not recognize the strong, positive, constructive characteristics that also belong to ice. In the runes, the Norse divination system, the rune Isa, or ice, can signify an obstacle or a standstill. But the ice rune can also indicate a time of stillness, rest, and recuperation. The ice rune can warn of the need to be strong and steadfast. And, considering the profound movement and growth that is happening under the ice rune can also suggest the need for deep inner work, growing columns of self-awareness beneath the surface of one's life. Ice is such a fascinating element. I hope that you can discover some of its magic for yourself and at the same time become aware of the inner growth happening beneath your surface. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.